Well, I'm here today to do something that I know it had to happen sometime, but I really didn't want it to happen now, but I think it's probably best. I'm here today to announce my retirement from 40 years of teaching and 39 years of coaching as of June 30th, 2002.
So you sailed away into a gray sky morning.
The most important man in my life, other than my father, was my coach. And I think that can be said of my son and you.
Love can be so boring.
Our boys, you set such high standards. And they're better off for having had you as a coach.
Many of the coaches in our league copied a lot of your stuff, Ike, and you set the standard for this conference for many, many years, and you're going to be missed, and a touch of class has disappeared from the scene when you leave.
Now I'm just a phony, remembering the girl, leaves me down and lonely.
The best thing about Ike is there was hardly any way for anybody to outwork him. He worked so doggone hard.
Make yourself feel better. It's not so bad. You're only the best I ever had.
The respect for St. Joe and the respect for Ike isn't just local. I mean, every coach in the state of Michigan knows his name and respects his program, and they should, because he has such high standards, and I don't know, it's just been an honor.
Patch me up inside.
Just a first-class guy, you know, and I know that I'm a better person because I've known Ike.
And everywhere we go, they know the St. Joe program. The school from the MIAA with the Alma and Hope and Albion and Kalamazoo, all of those, and the MAC schools and the Big Ten schools with Michigan State and Northwestern, Notre Dame, and the Ivy League schools, the Patriot schools. It's just an amazing thing that everywhere we go, they say, well, oh, St. Joe High School, that's Ike Mollenkamp's program, or that's Ikestown.
Love can be so boring.
We all worked hard because we knew he was working hard, and you couldn't outwork him, but you know, you knew he was doing more than his share.
This is Rob Fredrickson. Hey, Coach, no one could be happier for you than me, and you know, I'm proud to say that I have been coached by you. You've been such a role model for everyone in the community, and over the years you've just been a pillar of what's right in this country.